Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Let's rock and roll on a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. You ready to go?
I hope so.
Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Kevin Flynn is here. Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. Questions, comments for him, anything on your mind? Call right now, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Toll free. And you'll be given an option there to leave a message with your question. You can also text us, 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590. We have also Christopher Dodson joining us at the bottom of the hour from the Catholic Conference. He is tracking a number of pro-life pieces of legislation in the North Dakota legislature, so we'll get an update on how those are coming as well. We're going to regularly track key legislation for you in the North Dakota legislature. We have a bit of breaking news to start the show, Kev. It's hard to believe, but Kamala Harris knows what electricity is.
Yeah, it comes from the outlet, right? She knows water comes from the faucet, gas comes from the pump, and electricity comes from the outlet.
She was traveling, you know,
yeah.
And didn't quite make it to the border. I know that'll surprise you. She was asked about that by a reporter, like, you know, hey, what gives here? You're in a border state. Why wouldn't you visit the border? Here's what you said.
Do you have any plans to visit the border in Arizona?
I visited the border. I will not on this trip, but I will again.
Do you have?
All right. So she was there a year and a half ago. So what is the need to go there again? Has anything new happened at the border in the last year and a half? Everything's fine. Anyway, here's the.
I don't care if she goes to the border either. She doesn't have to go to the border to fix the problem. You know what the problem is? Turn on the news. Look at the shelters.
Well, the only good thing about them going to the border is there's pressure on them to fix the problem.
They could do that with a phone call, dude.
I hear what you're saying.
You could do that with a phone call.
But you got to be willing to do it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's why they want this to happen. Echo the great Tom Holman. They want an open border. They want this invasion.
This is what everybody needs to be awakened to.
Come on.
This is a problem of their making, and they like it like this.
Absolutely. So, the pool's full, the yard's flooding. Don't fix the hole in the pool.
But
let's just watch it flood.
We're burying the lead here because we have Kamala Harris on electricity. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Buckle up.
Today, America has more than 500,000 miles of transmission lines, enough to wrap around the globe 24 times. These lines connect the power plants where electricity is created, to homes and businesses and schools.
This isn't to like a kindergarten class. This is to like industry officials. We're getting a dissertation on what electricity is.
And hospitals across our nation. Think about it. Every time you turn on a light or charge your laptop, or plug in your air conditioner.
Okay, do we need any more examples? Charging the laptop, getting the air conditioner to go, plug in the laptop, yeah. Need anything else?
Brilliant.
Or put leftovers in the fridge.
Oh, okay, we got one more. I forgot about the leftovers in the fridge. Okay, what's this culminating in here?
You rely on the power delivered by our nation's network of transmission lines.
You know, somebody somewhere has to be writing this stuff.
You ought to put down the bong.
And is laughing hysterically that she reads it.
I'm pretty sure she inhaled.
It's like those guys, I don't know the guys, but they get somebody to say something and then they laugh hysterically when they say it. You know who I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
They're just hilarious.
My best one is...
I think that there can be no higher priority than what we have been clear is our highest priority.
What? Were any clarity on that? Priorities? Yeah. We're clear on the climate. We're clear on trans rights and... the right for a mother to take the life of her unborn child. That's the priorities, right? That's about it.
Who writes this stuff?
Ron Klain, Susan Rice.
Now, what to throw her under the bus? I mean, because anybody that writes this has to realize you're making the Vice President of the United States look really stupid.
Well, I think they know that no one really pays attention to her. Or any, you know,
so it doesn't matter.
It doesn't really matter. See, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's like watching, when you watch Jeff Dunham do his ventriloquist act, you know, you're watching the dummy, and you're watching how amazing it is. You can't tell his lips aren't moving, but the dummy's speaking and doing its thing. It's like that's. But meanwhile, the right hand is up the dummy's back and making it talk. No one's watching the left hand, so the dummies are talking, and they're making them talk, and they're doing their dance. Meanwhile, at the southern border. Meanwhile, in the cities across this country. Meanwhile, at the poultry department in your grocery store. Good luck on the eggs thing. I mean, that's what's happening here. It's Weekend at Bernie's, man. We've been saying it for 2 years. And she's no different.
All right, so that's her excuse. What's Alejandro Mayorkas' excuse, who said out loud the quiet part? Not supposed to say this. Listen to this.
That guy.
This is the Department of Homeland Security Secretary, whose job is...
The guy.
...protecting... the border, protecting the U.S.
He's the guy.
He's the guy. Yeah, here we go.
FEMA is providing emergency food and shelter program funds to help cities around the country recover or defray the cost of non-citizen arrivals.
Non-citizen arrivals. Did you catch that little slip there? Non-citizen arrivals.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, we gotta fancy it up. Gotta pretty it up like that.
Oh, of course.
Their language is unbelievable.
That's how word salad chefs work.
Yeah. The non-citizen arrivals.
Inside that comprehensive.
We're executing a comprehensive strategy to secure our borders and build a safe, orderly, and humane immigration system.
Yeah. What are you going to take, 10 years?
Working within a broken system in desperate need of legislative reform.
Yeah, it's Congress's fault.
Your boss broke it, dude.
Yeah. It's Congress's fault.
Your boss broke this.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, what that means is we want amnesty.
Well, of course it does.
And
that's
we want
whole,
everybody to come on in.
Pathway to citizenship, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on, throw another 5 million people in there, and we're the ones that got you here. Hey, all we need you to do is vote.
All right, here's more on Mayorkas.
CBP and ICE are working closely with cities to share information and coordinate the disposition of non-citizens in immigration enforcement proceedings.
Okay, yeah.
FEMA.
We can't say it enough. Non-citizen. Yeah.
You know what frustrates me the most about this, God, is that no one is calling out the difference between a migrant and a refugee. These people, for the most part, are not refugees. They are not being bombed out of their homes in Guatemala. And life sucks in Guatemala and Honduras and El Salvador and Nicaragua and Venezuela and most of South America. It sucks there because of the tyrants that run those governments. But no one is bombing them out of their huts in the jungle in Honduras. No one's there saying, hey, you don't have any food. We don't have any economy. No one wants our cocaine anymore. Do the best you can. Well, they're en route to a better life. They want something. They want to, you know... They want water that they can maybe, you know, we get all that. But if that's the case and our border is open to people wanting a better life, you better prep for the entire world.
Allegra Hives. On my big day, hives won't get under my skin. Allegra Hives works from the inside to relieve itch.
I don't know what Allegra Hives are.
Well, sorry, I jumped in there. It was on your computer. Sometimes they get away. But you know what I'm saying? It's just the entire world's coming. All of the mainland of most of the mainland of Africa will be on the way. All of Central America and most of South America is on the way. if that's the deal, looking for a better life. And at what point can we not provide a better life anymore?
And you know,
we might be there.
And you know what this Dodo Brain's idea of fixing it is? Providing emergency food and shelter program funds to cities around the country because they're overwhelmed.
Again, you're putting
stop
it on...
Stop the non-citizens at the border.
He's not fixing the leak. He's putting another pump in the yard.
Yeah.
Fix the leak, you moron. Stop the flow, and then we can put the pumps in the yard and figure out how to handle the flood.
Time out. Does he want to fix the leak?
No. We want the yard flooded.
He likes the yard flooded. He's okay with that.
Pretty soon we all drown and the pool's empty and have a nice day.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't know how people don't see this.
That's what's on our mind.
Please stop with the Trump texts.
What's on your mind? 701-237-1590. You can text us. Call us 271-1100. 271-1100.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement. Each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's not true that a university should merely equip students with the skills required for their professional career. A university should prepare students for success in their career and in their life. The University of Mary offers a values-based education that is truly affordable and flexible to help you achieve your goals on your time. Discover the difference. UMary.edu. UMary.edu. 21 past the hour, rolling on with What's on Your Mind. We continue. Roger Fargo, you're next to go on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Roger.
Well, I just wanted to cop. I think it was Smokey Boys Room that said that they would write all the speeches for Kamala Harris because she's, you know, too dumb to read or whatever, or too rough, dumb to speak. I just figure, you know, how can they let somebody that inept into an office?
Well, first of all, she is selected by Joe Biden. So let's start there. We're not exactly dealing with a Rhodes Scholar.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Well, what did you? That was really funny. Oh, she really liked that one.
Yeah. So consider the person that picked her, Roger. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. I just a smart aleck comment. I'm sorry.
That was very funny. Yeah, you're making her laugh. That is a great.
Well,
stuff.
I don't know about you, but I'd like to know a little bit more about electricity.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah. From
The brain that is. She, you know, the answer to your question, Roger, she's just pliable.
Today, America has more than half a million miles.
She's malleable.
Lines. Enough to wrap around the globe 24 times.
She had a book with pictures.
I think she did the math on that. Okay, one, two, one more time around the globe, three, four. This is going to be a big number.
Go back, and if you don't know about Kamala Harris, go back and her time as Willie's girl and the San Francisco mayor, Willie Brown, and how he rose to power and how he took her with him. She's... I mean, it's no secret who she is. She's from California, from the Bay Area. Okay? What else do you need?
To me, she, in speaking, gives us all the ammunition we need to question whether she's equipped to be Vice President of the United States. She's doing this. What
and
she
we
says,
all knew she wasn't.
What she
not
does.
Even near qualified to be anywhere near that office.
It's pretty bad.
She couldn't get 1% of the primary. I mean, yet she's second in line now? She's a fantastic dummy. Talks and does all that with a hand up her back. No problem.
701-271-1100 if you want to weigh in on this today. We have tickets to give away, don't we?
I don't know. Do we?
We do.
Crystal?
Should we do the
UND hockey tickets?
Yes.
Oh, very good. All right. Mm-hmm. Coming up, we'll do just a random caller. And
I don't know. I had a lot of fun doing the text thing yesterday.
See, I think we need to come up with a comprehensive strategy on how we're going to do this.
Right.
You know.
And we'll need some electricity.
No, we'll need that working.
Pretty sure we'll need some
perfect. All right. Yeah, they've got Duluth this weekend, right?
They do. The Bulldogs.
Yep.
Important series for both teams, so it should be a knockdown dragout. Should be a good game in Ralph Engelson Arena. Be listening for your chance to win the tickets for sure on that. Let's get to some listener comments here via text. You're all welcome at 701-237-1590 or calls 271-1100 if you want to get ahead of Senator Kevin Cramer's visit next hour, 855-200-1776. You can leave a message. I want to talk with him about the politics of the debt limit on the program today. And then I mentioned earlier what the Republican Senate strategy will be to pass some of the things that pass in the House. So we'll do that too. Lister says, doesn't the fact that Hunter had access to classified documents in the garage of the house he was living in, and may I add, paying the big guy a ridiculous amount of rent for, totally fit right into the narrative of Hunter collecting huge amounts of money from foreign entities and the influence peddling that we know was going on.
Yeah, who has to pay $50K a month to their dad to rent their dad's house? Unless maybe you're working a little something for the big guy there.
And meanwhile, Joe is he's all ticked that you're even asking questions about this.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say? He was annoyed?
Yeah.
Yesterday when this came up?
Got real problems.
Quite frankly, it bugs him.
Bugs me, yeah.
Yeah.
Got real problems.
Got real problems.
Focus on the real problems.
Yeah.
Like the bad weather.
Let's go to Mike. You're next on What's On Your Mind. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Scott. Bad weather. Maybe Joe's having a brainstorm. Could that be classified as bad weather?
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
There you go.
I tell you what, you can find out more about electricity by watching one of the old reruns of Mr. Wizard. I mean, that woman, you got to consider where she's from. California, the land of fruits and nuts.
There you go.
So what can I say? I tell you, I think I could do a better job being vice president than her. At least I could put two cohesive sentences together without tripping over my shoelaces.
Yes. Do you know, the origins of electricity? Are you aware of the amount of electricity generating lines around the country? Those lines and how many times they wrap around the world. You know, you got to get that down before you get VP expert status, Mike.
Yeah. She sounds like she's really wrapped up in her work. Oh, I'm sorry. That's a terrible thing to say.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate your call. Greg and Firm,
right,
you're next on.
Take care, Scott.
You too. Yeah. Greg and Firm, what's on your mind?
Yellow Jacket Country calling in today.
There we go.
Hello?
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on Kamala Harris, and I don't know. It's always seemed to me that when Joe Biden picked her, it was for one reason. That's two words, job security. If he had anyone that wasn't more inept than him, that guarantees his position. Nobody, Biden stays in office because nobody wants Kamala Harris.
That's a great point.
If he had picked somebody that could do a better job than him, when, you know, the cry would be a lot different. But that keeps them there.
No, great point. Great point. And don't think they're not thinking about that.
Imagine if Tulsi Gabbard or John Delaney or some of the more qualified people were in that seat right now. You're right. It's spot on. Willie's girl might not be there right now.
Quite frankly, that bugs him that you're bringing this up.
Come on. Come on, man.
Exposing the obvious. Say it ain't so, Joe Biden.
Hey, look it up.
We're going to check
there
in on the North Dakota legislature when we come back. Find out how the pro-family legislation is doing. We have a Minnesota police officer apologizing for the thin blue line. What's that all about? That and more coming up.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. Inflation continues to strike out at Americans. More layoffs at Google parent company Alphabet Incorporated is in the works. Alphabet officials reported Thursday it plans to eliminate roughly 12,000 jobs, reducing its staff by 6% and marking the company's largest ever round of layoffs. The Supreme Court failed and still doesn't know who leaked the abortion draft ruling after the High Court promised to get answers. In May, an online news outlet published a leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion on a case that eventually led to Roe v. Wade being overturned a month later. It should be noted clerks and employees were only questioned on a voluntary basis, and the justices themselves were never questioned. Eight teams remain in the National Football League playoffs with four games this weekend, two on Saturday and two on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
One of the classics from Crosby, Stills, and Nash. David Crosby died yesterday at 81 years of age. Lived a good life. One of the greats. Huh, Kev?
Oh, yeah. I told the story in our early local show about me getting my guitar signed when he was in Fargo. How that happened was quite crazy. He dropped his wallet on the way to the bus, and I saw it, and I picked it up. So I went to the bus, and I opened the wallet. It's a big, fat wallet. It's full of cash, too. Pulled the California driver's license out, David Crosby. Huh. So I went to the bus, knocked on the door. Big dude came out. I said, Mr. Crosby dropped his wallet. He said, put his hand out, like, oh, thanks. I said, finder's fee? Any chance you could sign this? And this great big dude bodyguard is like, hang on. And he gave me the wallet, though. So I gave him the wallet, turned around, and he said, yeah, give me the guitar. And then they all signed it, which was very cool.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Yeah.
At least he could have come out.
It's like, how does David Crosby drop his wallet on the way from the stage to the bus?
No kidding.
There's a charge here.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Come out for a picture at least.
Yep.
It's Friday, PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Let me tell you a little bit about what's for lunch today at Cafe USA locations, PetroServe USA. Tuna hot dish or beef and noodles at West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Pulled pork in Harwood. And at 12th Avenue and I-29, 45th Street as well. Meatballs in Euland. Cheeseburger Mac in Glendon. Lasagna downtown Fargo, MP Avenue. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. There you go. Senator Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions welcome now. If you'd like to leave a message with a question, 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Or you can text us at 701-237-1590. Looking forward to that as well. We have Christopher Dotson joining us next. Talk a little bit about some legislation that I would call pro-family legislation and proposals to help pregnant women and families making its way through the North Dakota legislature. Appropriate we talk about this today on the 50th anniversary of the March for Life that is happening in Washington, D.C. today. Christopher Dotson of the Catholic Conference, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Just fine, Scott. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, thank you. So give us an update. How are some of these bills we've been tracking faring?
Yeah, you know, the bishops whom I represent and the Family Alliance, Conservative America, Right to Life, we're pretty much behind a set of bills to really help pregnant women and children and new families. And a couple of those bills are headed to the House floor, and they could be in trouble. So we need people to call their House representatives to support these bills. The first I'll mention is House Bill 1177. And what it basically does is exempts infant diapers from the sales tax and child car seats. Both of those are health necessities. And that sales tax adds up to those new families. You know, for, on the diaper one, 21 states don't tax diapers. Two of our neighbor states don't tax diapers. And here's the thing, Scott. North Dakota already exempts adult diapers from the sales tax, but not infant diapers. If this is something you could, you call pro-family, pro-child, pro-life, it's all part of a package. And, you know, the, one of the most common suggestions that I've heard about how we can improve things after the Dobbs decision was no sales tax on diapers and other infant necessities. I heard that from families, you know, going to where I went to parishes, people in the street, people in, you know, the bars and restaurants I've heard it from. But this got a do not pass from the committee, and it goes to the floor as early as Friday.
What is the argument, Christopher? How do they get a do not pass recommendation here? What is their argument?
There are some who strongly feel that these type of issues don't belong in the tax code. That we shouldn't have exemptions for any particular purpose or need or something like that. And, you know, but Scott, I took a look. We have about 80 exemptions to the sales tax, explicit exemptions for all kinds of things. And that's not the ones that are implicit because they're not taxed to begin with. Those are explicit exemptions from the sales tax for all kinds of things. As I mentioned, adult diapers. So that's what we're up against.
Yeah, this seems like a, and by the way, there's no shortage of funds. I don't know what this would score at as far as a cost, but.
Not much. The other bill got a narrow do pass, and that's House Bill 1176. It provides a tax credit for contributions to maternity homes, adoption agencies, and pregnancy resource centers. And it also provides a tax credit for parents who adopt a child. Again, we're trying to encourage women to choose life by surrounding them with the things that they need before birth and right after birth. And these are two ways we can do it. People say, what do we do? Well, taxes are an issue, and that's something that the state can't control. So let's see if we can make these little adjustments in the tax code to make a difference in these young women's lives, these babies' lives, and these new parents' lives.
Yeah, this. What's troubling about this is you have a supermajority of Republicans, and in my mind, two proposals there that are really slam dunks make perfect sense.
Yeah, it does, I think, to many of us, but I think to some people, being pro-life was only about getting abortion banned. And it never was just about that. It was about making abortion unthinkable so that a woman would never have to think about having an abortion. And that's not one thing. It's a multitude of little things that we do here and there in our businesses, in our churches, in our neighborhoods, and in government. And that's why this is part of a package. And something the bishops, my bishops, and Right to Life, and the Family Alliance, and Conservative America thought was an obvious way we can start helping these women is through these small changes in the tax code.
Tell us, Christopher, how this works when there's a do not pass recommendation from a committee that then goes to the full body. Is it the House?
Yes, this is the House.
Yeah, so then the House would
In North Dakota, they only make recommendations by the committee. and then it goes to a floor vote. And the committee, I mean, the floor can just vote on the bill and accept the committee's recommendations or reject it. You know? So they'll probably, it's not on today's calendar. The earliest it'll be is on Monday. It's a good chance it'll be on Monday's calendar in the afternoon. And so we're asking people to contact their House representatives and urge them to vote yes on 1177 and 1176.
Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense. It really does. So do they, when they vote on these bills, so they get a, okay, the committee says do not pass on 1177, 1176, do the members take the time to say, what the heck? Why wouldn't we exempt diapers? I mean, do they have the kind of time to consider, hey, maybe I don't want to have my name on a vote like that? I mean, or is it the do not pass pretty powerful?
It depends. I think on this, we can turn it around. Because I think there's a real interest in North Dakota on doing what we can do to say, yes, we're pro-life, and we're going to step up and do something so that we become a sanctuary for life in North Dakota, so that those women don't just cross the river. And if we're truly a pro-family state, I mean, two of our neighboring states don't tax diapers. Yeah. And if we're truly pro-family, pro-child, why do we exempt adult diapers but not infant diapers? The health consequences of not having diapers is the same.
Yeah, like you say, it seems as though it's the kind of thing of, okay, this makes perfect sense, but we don't want to do this anymore. We don't want to do the exemptions anymore. And so after 80, we're now going to draw the line here. More than anybody making the case that diapers ought to be taxed, don't you think?
I guess it's a matter of some of that philosophy, yeah. But we have a lot of other bills coming up that are sales tax exemptions and a number of other things. It seems like they pass an exemption every session. We're saying put women and children first when you look at these things.
Makes perfect sense. How do folks go ahead and contact their House member, even if they, okay, who is my House member? How do I figure out what district I'm in? How do I contact them? What advice would you have for folks there, Christopher?
They can call the number, which I can give online and text you. It's 1-888-635-3447. Or they can find out who their individual legislator is. There's a little box on the legislative website on the upper corner, find your legislator, and then you can email them. Starting this session, there's no longer that option on the website to just quickly voice your support with a click to your representative. So if it's there, I haven't found it. So you'd have to email your legislator or call them over the weekend. The phone numbers are usually there on the legislative website, which I can text to you. How's that?
That sounds good. And we'll get that information out there and spread the word. One thing I've seen in the past is that the members that get solicitation from people other than in their district sometimes irritates them. So you want to just focus on your particular members of the legislature, right?
That's right, yeah. And remember, you have two representatives in your district.
Yeah. Very good. Christopher Dotson, thank you very much for the time today.
Thank you. Happy March for Life Day, Scott.
Yeah, it is March for Life Day. It's a great day. Every time I see one of these March for Life events that I'm not at, I'm missing it. That's for sure. Many good memories. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it. Take a quick break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind after this. Talk about a thin blue line and more.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services.
PetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, $1 off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a PetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming January 2023 auctions include 160 acres of good cropland in Burke County, 339 acres of cropland north of Dickinson in Dunn County, 305 acres of exceptional cropland in Cass County near Erie, 320 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 239 acres of exceptional cropland in Foster County near Kensel. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
You think David Crosby is regretting tweeting out heaven is overrated the day before he died? A little odd there, huh?
Nah, I don't know. I'm sure he's good. He's fine.
Playing with fire.
Yeah. Well,
see what I did there?
I don't know that I'd go there. that may a bear you don't want to poke, buddy.
Oh. All right, a couple of things here I promised I would do. One, Joe Biden. We can't figure out if he agrees with Kevin or not. But yesterday, as a press conference was ending, it was California, I guess, viewing some of the storm damage, right?
Yeah.
And
seeing about the bad weather and the damage it did.
The thing was wrapping up. Press conference was wrapping up, and somebody asked a question over some clapping. Notice how hard people are clapping because they want to. I don't want him to have to hear those reporters. He would not have to hear those questions.
They knew it was an applause line.
But the reporter did a pretty good job of being loud, so listen.
You know, the only I will answer the question, but here's the deal. You know, what, quite frankly.
You know what he's doing right now? He opened his briefing book back up. Okay? So he's saying, I'll answer the question, and he pulls out a little card out of the briefing book. Your favorite trick, Kev.
Oh, yeah. Got to have that.
Got to have that.
Yep.
So that's about to come out of the briefing book. Listen.
Bugs me is that we have a serious problem here we're talking about. We're talking about what's going on, and the American people don't quite understand why you don't ask me questions about that.
Oh, yeah. So that was on his little card. We got some serious stuff going on in California. American people are wondering, why did you ask me about that?
Yeah.
That's an applause line.
Yeah, there you go. You got an applause line going there.
Quite frankly, bugs me. Here's more of his comments.
I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. It's exactly what we're doing. There's no there there. Thank you. All right.
All of that came off of a little card. Then he turned around and stared in the opposite direction of everybody that was behind him. So, right on cue, say it ain't so, Joe, does it all again for us. All right. The other thing I mentioned earlier, were you aware that a Golden Valley police officer had to apologize? He was forced to apologize because he posted a thin blue line flag. Because the boss, the Golden Valley Police Chief, Virgil Green, issued an apology with a line from this police officer saying it is tarnished with divisive undertones.
Hmm.
How's a thin blue line flag tarnished with divisive undertones?
It's not. Not in any real world.
This happened out in California.
I grew up in Golden Valley, by the way.
Which I would expect yep. there'd be some issue out there in California.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's Minneapolis, man. It's a suburb.
We get why.
It's not that, I mean,
it'd be an
it's ridiculous.
But in Minneapolis?
The fact that you apologize for it is a mistake.
The whole apology over the thing. And I've got the whole statement here. I'm not going to do it justice by reading it. Crazy.
It's all nonsense.
Happened earlier in the week in California, and I heard about it, and I thought, whatever, it's California. And then Minnesota. It's crazy. Craig in Moorhead, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
I have a serious question about Joe Biden for you guys. The other day when they had the sports team there, and we know Harris's past with Willie Brown, he knelt down and wanted her to do it too, and she didn't. Was he trying to make a bad look for her? Do you think he was on purpose or just not thinking?
Not thinking. Just being stupid.
Oh, come on. He's sharp as a tack. He thinks about everything.
You know, the rapidly rising.
Some of those coaches were a little on the shorter side.
Yeah. It was the Warriors, right?
Yeah.
Golden State, yeah.
So I think it was to make the picture look better, is what I took.
Okay. I don't know. I don't think he's sharp at all, but that was an interesting thing.
Pick a day, brother.
You know, I
mean, what will Joe do today?
Really? It literally could be a reality show.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
It is a reality show.
Texter says, I remember.
It is.
I remember,
could be.
I remember Brown well. He was very well dressed.
Oh, Willie Brown. Oh, you bet.
Texter says, where are the legislators on school choice? The money should follow the student based on where the parents choose to send them. With how red North Dakota is, this should be a no-brainer, similar to Iowa. Kansas passed this, too, as I recall. You couldn't be more right. And guess who? Every time this has the votes to pass, guess who every time knocks it down? School superintendents, public school superintendents. They're the ones deathly afraid of school choice. Now, they would argue it's because, well, wait a minute, we don't have a choice. We have to take every student that we get. You have a choice in the private school. That's not fair. But really, what they don't want is the competition. It's, I've seen it happen. I've watched it with my own eyes. And I've had legislators tell me those school superintendents are very powerful. That's how they get it done. I don't know where it's at this session. It's worth checking, though. Appreciate the question. Listener says the whole system is corrupt. That's why politicians rarely see prison time. Only if they need to pretend they're on the up and up does anybody take a fall. All right. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall next. Bring those questions.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline and is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils. But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.